Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here on a Thursday. High of 81 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
That's right.
Yes, and that's right. You know how we do it. We play Laura Never Loses, so we need some contestants to hit us up right now. 800-223-9797.
Man, as soon as we's about to go on the radio, big sneeze. Yo, Sunshine was like, yo, let's go. Damn it, man.
Saying, allergic
big
to the mic.
Sneeze.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Laura, how you doing?
I feel good. Almost to the weekend, you know?
Happy.
Yeah, man. Good vibes.
Good vibes all the way around, man. Listen, the weather, though, next few days cooling off. Around these tri-state area parts. You know what I mean? Today, the high is 81, not as hot as yesterday. Tomorrow, 69. It was supposed to be rain today and tomorrow, but that's gone. And sunshine all through the weekend, except Sunday, there's some chances of rain. But yeah, we dropped to 69 tomorrow.
Oh, man. It's so random and crazy.
You know what it is? It's the struggle.
Ugh.
The seasonal struggle between cold and warm, you know. The days are longer and night has been forced out. Darkness has been forced out by the light. And thus, the cold that comes with the dark is being pushed out by the warm, the sun.
Oh, Lord.
The sun has come to save us all. You see what I'm saying?
That's what they say. That's how the story goes.
The only begotten son. You look at it every day. It's right there in the sky. The sun.
Man, we here.
Laura's like, Ebro, stop with your shenanigans, man.
We here,
playing
man.
With people, man. Yo, did you guys see the bus crash in Brooklyn yesterday?
Yes. I saw pictures of it, but I don't know what happened.
Yo, like, I went down the whole rabbit hole, Laura Stiles. So, ladies and gentlemen, a city bus ran into basically a multi-family home. And the driver, who's a 13-year bus driver, on camera clearly making what the internets are saying, several mistakes. I guess the driver got out of the bus, went to go buy some stuff, got back in the bus and put shopping bags, I don't know if it was a he or a she, near their feet. And they're saying that the bus driver took the brake off. The bus rammed into something else. The driver couldn't get the brake back on. The bags were by the driver's feet. And then the bus just went straight into this. Was a doctor's office on the first floor.
Oh, my goodness.
The bus driver didn't close the security. You know how they have the little door where they close the little security? The little security door didn't close that door. Like, there's so many mistakes they're saying the driver made.
But what does the security door have to do with it?
Well, it's just part of, I don't know, it's part of procedure. I guess there's, you know, this bus driver was not following procedure.
So he just swerved and slammed into this building, because I know it was a doctor's office. It was also a residential building. People were living there.
Yeah, so there's a doctor's office on the main floor, residents on the top floor. They're saying the building may collapse. They can't move the bus until the owner of the building puts some support beams so that the whole building doesn't collapse. So I think the bus is still stuck in the wall of this building.
That's horrible.
Yeah, the driver, 55 years old, right on Bedford and Lincoln Road, Lefferts Gardens.
Ugh. Did people die?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, the dramatic video from inside the bus shows the operator make a series of textbook mistakes before the accident. At least two full shopping bags are between the legs while the bus driver was parked on Bedford Ave. The driver opens the bus's protective barrier and leaves a seat, then sits back down, deactivates the bus's brake without closing the barrier or buckling his seatbelt. When the brake was turned off, the bus immediately began to speed, striking a construction vehicle ahead of him. The driver wildly turns the wheel, sends the bus crashing into a row of parked cars and into the building at a high speed. 14 people injured.
Wow.
Damn. The driver, who has 13 years of experience at NYC Transit, told witnesses at the scene Monday his foot got stuck between the pedals.
Interesting.
Yeah, but those groceries had no, you know, we're not supposed to be there.
City bus operators are not allowed to have personal items near the pedals. And agency rules require drivers to secure a bus's protective barrier and buckle up before releasing the parking brake.
Dang.
Oh, my goodness.
MTA head of buses says it was a human error. City officials said the building's tenants were offered emergency relocation assistance. They're trying to prevent the building from collapsing. Crazy. Yo, here go another photo. I didn't see this. They put up a whole wood barrier, like a fence around the bus, and the bus is still just stuck in the building. This is crazy, son.
It's insane. Yo, wherever you're listening, listen, just Google city bus rams into building in Brooklyn, New York. Because it's something that, like, when you watch it, you're like, is this a movie set? That's what it looks like.
Yo, it's crazy.
Because it's unbelievable.
I'm glad. And hopefully the people injured, hopefully there's nobody seriously injured or permanently injured. Because this could have been bad.
Right.
This is one of those where you're like, yo, if he couldn't stop the bus, this could have been a person run over. This could have been all type of things. There could have been people in the building. The building could have collapsed.
Wow.
I sent Shani the photo.
Oh,
yeah,
Shani, looking at the picture. It's insane.
That's the doctor's office right there.
Yep.
The bus is in. Wow.
Well, the first floor is a doctor's office. The two top floors, people live there.
Right. And the camera footage is what, the dashboard camera?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's you know, the footage of what they tape inside the bus.
Right.
Yeah. Security. It's crazy, man.
Yo, big story in New York yesterday.
I know. Anyway, we got some people ready to play some
Samantha releases. And Roland back. Samantha, what's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Good. Welcome to the program. Where are you headed this morning?
I'm headed to work, fortunately.
Exactly. Where do you work at?
Jersey City Medical Center. I'm a housekeeper.
There it is. Shout out to everybody at JC Med. Samantha, keeping things clean over there. Shout to you and all the other essential workers over there.
Thank you.
Keeping it looking right and smelling right. You know what I mean?
Right.
There you go. Roland, where are you headed this morning?
Good morning. I'm going to Atlantic City right now.
You driving that truck?
Yeah, been in a road since 4:30 this morning.
What are you delivering today?
No, I'm a fire alarm technician for fire alarm companies in South Philly.
Oh, yeah, that's right, fire alarms. Yeah, okay. So you're going to work on some buildings down there?
Yeah, do a quick install today.
Yo, those buildings down in AC run down, ain't they? They need some fire alarm checks.
Yeah.
AC is, woof. Listen, need to fix it up. Samantha, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles? We're playing for respect.
Laura
No, we actually have a prize.
Uh-oh, wait, hold on, hold on. Laura's about to lie and steal a prize from later on like she did yesterday.
No, actually, you could win an ultimate Boss Dad experience. So you'll get dinner. You get a Rich by Rick Ross VIP men's grooming kit. A personal Father's Day message from Rick Ross himself. And also everyone who wins will qualify for the grand prize of a luxury men's watch made hot by Roslyn Social and Vladdy's Diamond.
60 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Shawnee with the questions.
They said who got who?
Who got what?
She got
Samantha, Laura. Who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Samantha. What's happening?
I got Laura. I'm sorry. I think it was the speaker.
Okay.
Laura, here go.
Yo. Okay. Which politician was apparently spotted with his pants? Ebro.
That would be Donald Trump, who didn't have his pants on backwards, but the internet said he did. I think he had a diaper on.
That is correct. In what country was the mojito created?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The mojito was created in Cuba.
Cuba is correct. ASAP Rocky is doing
Laura.
He's doing a documentary about his arrest in Sweden.
Sweden is correct. How many sides does a
Ebro. Seven.
Three. Incorrect. How many sides does a heptadecagon have?
Oh, 17. Go 17.
17 is correct. Tie game. Which tennis player is taking
Ebro.
Laura.
What?
Mental break. Naomi Osaka. Naomi
that was robbery
besides
right there.
Besides color pigment, what is the other main ingredient to make crayons?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
The other main ingredient to make crayons besides color.
Three.
Wax.
Two. Wax is correct. Tie game.
Whoa.
Tie game.
Okay.
Tie game. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You.
Which email service is owned by Microsoft?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Which email service is Outlook?
Incorrect.
Microsoft Outlook. Is that an email
three.
It has to be Hotmail.
Hotmail is correct.
Oh, Hotmail
wins.
Yo, honestly, Outlook was my first choice too.
Hotmail.
Hotmail owns Microsoft.
No, Microsoft owns Hotmail.
Oh yeah. My fault. That way. Yep.
Wow.
That was close.
Yeah, Outlook doesn't count. That's a program in a computer.
Yeah.
Hotmail is just like the free joint where you log in, right?
Yeah,
that's
old
right.
school.
Yeah, like Yahoo.
Yo, Samantha, you won, son. You won.
Hey, thank you.
Yo, you got a Boss Dad pack.
Thank you.
Who you shouting out to, Samantha? Sorry, Roland.
I just want to shout out all my friends, my kids, my coworkers, and that's that. Thank y'all.
All right. Congrats, mama.
Well, look, on the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles, what's popping?
Coming up in Flashing Lights report, Kanye West has been spotted with a new girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a new boo. We'll discuss it coming up, Flashing Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Laura Stiles got the 411.
Got the 411
on the flashing lights.
Lights. Lights.
with Laura Stiles got doo-doo on her foot. I'm never letting that go.
I know.
You're associated with some real nasty, you know, teenage boogers.
Mm.
Teenage booger collector and doo-doo on the foot.
Hey, life, it's life, okay?
How old were you when you were collecting boogers?
I was like 11.
Oh, okay. It wasn't teenage.
Mm. No, I was a kid. It is pretty gross, though. I know if Kenza started doing that, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so proud of you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so proud of you.
So Kanye West actually landed in Teterboro Airport in New Jersey with Russian model Irina Shayk. They're saying that's the new girlfriend. He's been out in France celebrating his birthday. You know, the paparazzi took pictures of them, taking pictures of each other and hanging out. And that's the big rumor. He has a new girlfriend. You know,
wait, who is this again?
Kanye.
No, I'm saying who's the girlfriend?
Oh, she's a model, a Russian model named Irina Shayk.
Russia, huh? He going over there with Trump and Putin and everybody. He trying to figure out how to get into the Russian situation.
So she's actually her ex-husband is Bradley Cooper. But yes, a Russian model named Irina Shayk. That's what he's been spotted with. Now, I think people were just like, oh, my God, because Kim had posted a photo for his birthday. It was a cute family photo. It's like her and all the kids and Kanye smiling with the babies. And she just wrote, happy birthday, love you for life. But I'm like, you know, they have children. They're always going to be in each other's family.
Right.
And each other's lives. And you can love someone and not be in love with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, how many kids they got? Care.
Bro, they have four. Yeah. A lot of kids.
It's a lot.
A lot of kids. You know, I mean, listen, I'm glad he's moving on. You know? I'm glad about that.
Hopefully he's healthy, you know?
Exactly.
Like moving towards better health. I don't know.
Yo, did you see the new Versus lineup for June?
No. It came out?
Yeah, man. Versus posted yesterday, June 16.
All right, what we got?
Eve versus Trina.
What?
Really?
Eve versus Trina. I like that.
I like it too.
I'm here for that.
I know Trina was trying to get a versus with Lil' Kim.
Nah, this is better.
This is better. Okay.
And then, obviously, we already know about Bow Wow Soulja Boy, June 26th.
Yep.
So, even Trina, that's next, what is that? It's next Wednesday.
I'm into it.
That's going to be crazy.
Even Trina, you watch it on the Fight app, Triller, or wherever you watch the versus, IG Live. But yeah, there you go. Eve and Trina.
Wow. That's going to be fun.
Eve got hammers. It. Trina got some too, though.
Yep. Don't sleep on both of them.
Wow.
It's going to be good.
Exciting. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02. High of 81 degrees. A little cloudy today. But yeah, there will be some sunshine later on. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
It is. Also, congratulations. You played yourself. It's coming up.
Ooh,
so keep it locked. Who should be on the list? Who should be on the list?
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Favi, Sosa, viral, movie. Yo, is Favi still on lockdown? Didn't he get locked up for a gun charge in Jersey or something?
Did he?
He might be out now.
I can't keep up. I don't know.
I can't, bro. Yo, listen. It is hard to keep up with the number of rappers that are catching gun charges and different things out here. It's just, man.
It's a shame. But
listen, it's hard to make that transition, man. You can't downplay the difficulty making a transition from the block.
Course.
You know what I mean? And having friends that are still tied to that or feeling like you got to protect yourself because now you're getting a couple of dollars and the other world that you was a part of may come. You know what I mean? It's tough.
Yeah.
According to the internet, he's still in jail.
Got it. Well, Favi, we hope to see you back on the app soon, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Got to move better out here. You know what? And he's got to get one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Love the guy, but you got to get one of those. Oh, here you go. How about this? Listen.
yes, vaccines do harm people. By the way, so I just found out something when I was on lunch, and I wanted to show it to you. We were talking about Dr. Tenpenny's testimony about magnetic vaccine crystals. So this is what I found out. So I have a key and a bobby pin here.
She tries to press the key against her body to make it stick.
Explain to me why the key sticks to me. It sticks to my neck, too.
It doesn't stick to her neck. She's still trying to stick it to her neck.
Yeah, so if somebody could explain this, that would be great.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Never stuck to her.
It never stuck to her. But, yo, you can take a spoon right now and stick it to your nose.
It wears off after a while.
It does. Of course it does.
The metal spreads around through your body, so the magnetic piece is not as, you know, potent. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it's like, you know, when you go to the mechanic and you be like, my mufflers, it makes this noise, and you bring it to the mechanic, and he's
and
like,
then it don't work? It don't work. That's how the vaccine works,
Johnny? That's how the magnet works. That's how the magnet works.
So apparently there's an anti-vax doctor who was like, they had some whole testimony. He was going around the internet yesterday. Dr. Tenpenny. That wasn't Dr. Tenpenny. Dr. Tenpenny was another woman who's spreading the idea that there's some metal inside vaccines. And I don't even think it's specific to the COVID vaccine. She's just saying vaccines in general. So yeah, that's where we at now. And yo, listen, y'all know. So the vaccine, hundreds of millions of doses have gone out in the United States. 0.05%. 0.05, not even a full percent of people have had complications.
Where you getting them stats?
I just read it.
Yeah, you got to go a little deeper. You got to go a little. Go to VAERS.
What's VAERS?
VAERS is it's like a system that keeps track of the medical industry in terms of deaths and complications. Go there. VAERS.
A reliable source?
Yes, that's the source for the medical industry.
Oh, well, I guess I don't know much about VAERS, so hit me with the button. Because every other doctor out here, that either the ones that come and give me my COVID test that I have to take, all of them are saying there's very, very, very low complications. Based on the total number, hundreds of millions. Are there complications? Yes, there are. But when you're talking about numbers of hundreds of millions, 0.05%, not even a full percent. Shani, do you know what 1% of 100 million is?
Yeah, it's a low ratio.
Well, 1% would be 10 million. We are not seeing numbers of 10 million people with complications.
Right.
We are not seeing those numbers. 10 million people with deaths or complications from vaccine, not even 1%. We're not even seeing 1%.
In the past 5 months. Give it some time.
So, Shawna, you think there's going to be 10 million over the long term? There's going to be 10 million.
Well, I don't know.
Grow a rat tail.
I don't know what it will be. I just know that the clinical trials are not done yet. So we'll see what the long-term effects are. According to clinicaltrials.gov, the tests aren't done until October 2022. So if you got it, then you're a lab rat. We'll stay tuned.
Are you calling people a rat?
We'll stay tuned.
Wow. Wait,
that's
Shawna,
what it is.
Have you ever been vaccinated at all?
As a baby.
Okay, so you have been vaccinated.
Maybe from birth.
Yeah. But you have
hit
been
Shawna
vaccinated.
With the button. He's okay. A lab rat, too.
Why's that? No, those are actually passed. This one hasn't been passed. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see. Hold on. There's a story that I saw yesterday that everybody was talking about. So in Detroit, a man won $30,000. He hit the lotto. Like, legit. Remember? It's like you're going through a hard time and you're just like, man, I wish I hit the lotto. Well, this guy got 30K. What does he do? He decides to go and buy a $20,000 gold chain. Well, just days later, he got robbed for that gold chain.
Congratulations. Damn. You played yourself.
At the same place where he bought the original lottery ticket.
Bro. How? Why?
Now, is this the Detroit story?
Yes.
I saw the video, but I didn't know he was a lottery winner.
Yeah.
Damn.
Come on. You finally get blessed. Everyone's going through a tough time. You get $30,000. That's a nice chunk
of change.
That's a good
check.
That's crazy.
And then you go and buy $20,000 change just to get robbed in the same place. Cass, I didn't even know it was in the same place.
Yo, that is that's almost fantastic. That is amazing.
Congratulations. You played
astounding.
Yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I said 1% of 100 million is 10 million. It's 1 million. 1 million. Yo, they're not going to be one. There's not 1 million cases of people who have taken the COVID-19 vaccine and have had complications.
Of course not. 6 months in.
Well, I mean,
it's going to be, or there hasn't been.
There hasn't been.
Right.
There's not going to be either. Not a million. Not a right. million. There's point. They said it's 0.05%. So a half of a half.
That's not even a half of a percent.
You know what I'm saying? That's a half of a half. But nonetheless, all of that to say, you gotta protect yourself out here. We was just talking about the different type of sicknesses, because I never even got the flu shot before.
Right.
And so they was all asking me, "Have you had the flu?" I said, "I think so." And they was like, nah, you would know if you had the flu.
Hello.
Yeah, the flu definitely is real. Pneumonia is real.
Do you know, I never had pneumonia. When you get a flu shot, you can ask your doctor, because a lot of people, when they're like, oh, the flu shot this and flu shot that, you can ask for a flu shot without preservatives.
I don't know what you're talking about. What you mean?
Mm-hmm. You can ask the doctor for a flu shot without preservatives.
Mm. According to the VAERS site that Shawnee referenced earlier, analysis of VAERS reports has not detected any patterns that would indicate a safety problem with the COVID-19 vaccine, according to VAERS.
Oh, yeah?
That's what it says on the site.
That's what it says on the site. So what are some numbers? Now, we're not going to do the numbers right now.
Listen, here's the thing about the vaccine debate, because, by the way, it's going on in my family, too. Right,
all
like you
world.
Got, it's all everybody, you know, I got a family member that's yelling at everybody, you better get the vax. Right. Get the vax. And then you got people in the family, it's like, man, chill, man. I'm going to get it, maybe.
Right. Be easy.
You know what I'm saying? So that's going on. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever name it's going to have the next time around, it's going to be a next time.
Oh, for sure.
We'll be prepared, though. I hope. And that this vaccine, it ain't going nowhere. Just yesterday, the Biden administration announced it's donating hundreds of millions of vaccines to other countries. Sending out 100 million this year and maybe another 200 million next year.
They're rolling it out
to countries that need it.
Yeah, because listen, we are so fortunate that we can get a free vaccine here. There's people in other countries that can't even get a free test. That they're paying about $150 to get tested. Do you think people can't afford that? Or let alone, if you're extremely poor, you can't afford to pay for a vaccination. You're trying to put food on the table. So, and the whole world wants this, you know, this COVID wiped out. So,
well, people don't want to die.
Kudos.
Right.
Like people said, don't want
to
die.
It's here to stay, right?
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere. So The non-believers like Shawnee Culture people will be like, yo, I got a vaccine last year. Ain't nothing wrong with me. People, next 10 years, you'll be able to be like, yo, 10 years ago, I've been getting the vaccine. I'm fine. Yo, people said the same thing about the flu shot, by the way. I remember. Because I didn't even know about the flu shot till the early 2000s. I never even had heard of it. So then there was people at the same time. People was like, I ain't getting that. I don't know what that is. I ain't getting that. And then there were people be like, I got the flu shot and I still got the flu. How is that possible? I thought the shot was supposed to.
Exactly. And it's the same thing with the COVID-19 vaccine.
COVID-19. It's supposed to keep you from getting dead and going to the hospital. Right. That's
and
the
severe
plan.
Severe symptoms, guys. Which and are severe no symptoms. Joke. Right. No joke. Trust me.
Laura had them severe ones.
17 days down.
She like, nah, bro. Nah. Yo, my lady had them bad like Laura, too.
Oh,
I didn't have them. I mean, mine was in the middle. It wasn't light, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't knock me out. I was on the radio every day.
Yeah, you were still all right.
With the COVID. With the vid.
Yeah.
My point in all this is we could debate it six ways from Sunday, however y'all want to talk about it. We're going to be talking about it for a long time.
Right.
And the bottom line is there's a lot of people getting the vaccine and being very responsible, but not enough to get us to herd immunity, which everybody was hoping. Right. And so this thing is just going to keep going round and round. It's going to be a constant conversation. But fortunately, I guess we can look at right now, things are opening back up in the tri-state area. You know what I mean? The numbers are very, very low. Infection rates, very, very low. Hospital rates, very, very low. And, you know, people are starting to open up and get back outside a little bit. So, you know, we take it in stride. Call right now, 800-223-9797. So you can be smarter than DJ Cast One. The DJ Cast One. DJ Cast One. DJ Cast.
DJ Cast One. Man.
But a P.
I can't believe. Yo, I tried. Now, shout to King Louis. I saw the Balenciaga Crocs collab. I think I sent this to the group chat a few days ago.
Yep.
Yep, I sent it. Let's see. I sent
Tuesday. It's a quadruple heel.
I sent this Tuesday. Nobody paid any attention. And here come Louis and Rosenberg trying to talk about Crocs this morning. Hit them with the button.
You played yourself.
This is a few days late. And yes, girls will be wearing the Crocs with the kickstand. That's what I'm calling them. They look like Crocs with a kickstand.
By the way, if you're going to pay $850 for a Crocs with a kickstand, you definitely get the button.
Hit the button.
$850?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, because my lady is one of those people that'll be like, it's fat. It's fashion, though. It's fashion, though. Nah, it's trash, though.
What are you going to say when she walks in the door with her Crocs with a kickstand?
I hope somebody make a button so I can walk around with a portable one of these.
Congratulations.
I need that portable. For sure. Hello, the Crocs with the kickstand. And then here comes Rosenberg. He's currently traveling. Crocs are back in style, and not just because of coronavirus. Stay-at-home adults are wearing the comfy shoes. So are young shoppers who want to be seen. Quote, they are the Nickelback of footwear.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I think Nickelback is synonymous with corny. And ironic.
The Nickelback.
So people wear them for the irony, not because they actually look good. They know they look terrible. They're comfortable. And now that there's like this, it's almost like the vaccine. Crocs are like the vaccine of sandals. They're super polarizing.
Oh, God.
They're good for you. They're nice on your feet, but they're questionable at the same time. Who we got online, Shawnee Culture?
Zakiya.
Zakiya, what's popping?
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I am excellent. I'm so happy I made it through. I listen to you guys every day, me and my daughter.
We love you. What's your daughter's name?
Zakayla. We're the Z's. Zakiya and Zakayla.
Zakayla and Zakiya. And your name is what?
Zakiya.
Zakiya and Zakayla. Well, shout to y'all.
Yes.
Everybody who names start with a Z, shout to you too. All right. Zakiya, pay attention. Laura Styles has a question for you. Answer super quick. And Cash One, what are you giving away?
Summer Jam tickets.
Summer Jam tickets.
Summer Jam tickets happening. Summer Jam. MetLife Stadium.
Summer Jam.
You know what I'm saying?
August 22nd. Summer Jam.
You'll all be right. In the building, Z.
Here we go, Zakiya. Now.
Zakiya, let's see if you get these Summer Jam tickets, okay? This is a little tough one, but let's see if you can guess and answer correctly.
Okay.
All right. Who was the first female of Rough Riders?
Eve.
Yes. She's good. All right, Zakiya. Correct. Correct. Now, cast one.
Casto.
What was Eve's clothing line she had from 2003 to 2009? What was it called?
Eve of Darkness.
No, come on.
What?
No, it was called Fetish.
Yeah, Fetish.
That's what it was called?
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely was, Z.
Zakiya, Z.
Zakiya.
Thank you guys so much.
Zakiya with the Zaza. Yo, Zakiya, do your shout outs. Who you shouting out to?
I want to give a shout out. I'm a nurse. I just graduated. So I want to give a shout out to my community, North Community Center. That's where I work at. We give back to our community. Vaccinations. We do free vaccinations. So make sure you guys come on down.
There you go. Zakiya on her vaccination. There you go. Taking care of Newark. Making sure people are safe out here. Yo, Shani, you need to go. Yo, get Shani to go on over there and get that vax, Zakiya.
Yeah, you got a lotto ticket for me? Because I heard they giving out free stuff. At least a burger. You got burger?
Yo, Shani want that weed they giving away.
Anything free. I'm just doing it because I want to protect me and my family.
Right there on, it right is. On, we right love on. You for that. We love you for that. Hang on. We got to get your info. Yo, they was Shani, you heard they was giving out weed, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Weed and drink.
Weed. What is it? Joint for a jab?
Yeah, that's what it was. A joint for a jab.
Joint for a jab. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. And by the way, you don't know what's in the joint. So people willing to take a joint, you don't know who rolled it, where it's from, but nah, I ain't taking the vax.
So
on the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles was cragging.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, LeBron James is switching his numbers, his jersey number. I'll let you know why and how coming up flashing lights.
Wait, Shani, they asking for the remix. Time for some action.
It's DJ Cass
One.
It's time
a dub
for some action.
What? Why?
Keep it going. Hey, tomorrow we gotta keep it going.
I'm easy, black people.
Here we go. Dub play.
Yes, Barakanda. Yes, Jabba. Time.
You gotta let the baseline drop, right? DJ Cass One original. Hey, yo, time for some action.
DJ Cass One.
It's DJ Cass One.
DJ Cass One.
Time for some action.
DJ Cass One.
It's DJ Cass One.
DJ Cass One.
It's time for some action.
DJ Cass One.
No longer a Knicks fan.
DJ Cass One.
Now he is a Nets fan.
DJ Cass One.
It's DJ Cass One.
DJ Cass One.
It's DJ Cass One.
Yo, that's a big, big tune. Big tune.
Yeah, they wanted the remix. Now you can't follow this up with just some regular degular tune. You gotta come with some heat, man.
Come in, right? Come in.
You gotta come in with something, B.
That was so
good. You know
good.
What I mean?
No longer an X-Ron.
Two.
Yeah.
Hey.
Big up on Caribbean Massive.
Yo, we love y'all for locking in to us, showing love to us, tolerating us. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and the whole family.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's coming, fellas. Ladies, it's coming. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Man. You will see people wearing the Croc with the kickstand.
Yo, I didn't know what you was talking about when you said it until just now. And somebody tweeted us, this looks crazy. This looks crazy. I'm like, all right, he's saying Crocs with a kickstand. Probably something that looked like a... No, this is nuts.
It's a Croc with a kickstand.
It's a Croc literally with a kickstand. It's a little stick at the bottom of the hill. They're going to fall and bust their...
Well, tail, it's Balenciaga, so it's expensive. One, two. Hopefully, it's well made.
Right.
But
they will be wearing it.
It's a Croc with a kickstand.
It's a Croc with a kickstand.
Yep.
High heel Crocs.
It's gonna happen, man.
Yeah, high heel Crocs.
It's gonna happen. King Louis says it's a vibe. Whatever that vibe is, I don't want it.
Facts. Keep that vibration over there.
Let's go. Laura Styles with the flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411
on the do do on her shoes. Laura Styles got doodoo feet.
So LeBron James, his iconic number 23 is no more. So he officially is switching back to number 6 for the start of next season. Why, do you ask? Well, he decided to gift a number 23 to Anthony Davis when he joined the Lakers in 2019. And he said he would wear the 6, a number he wore with the Heat and Team USA instead. But Nike vetoed that number trade, said it would lose way too much money if the guy swapped. So they put, you know, the exchange on hold for a while. But...
But now that they're out of the playoffs,
rolling,
and LeBron wanted to be a part of a headline news story while the playoffs was going on. Look, LeBron's not accustomed to being out of the news cycle during this segment of basketball.
The weird thing is,
because they could have definitely could have waited to announce this before next season. But why did this need to come out now?
The Athletic is reporting that Anthony Davis is not taking LeBron's 23 and will keep the number 3. So I don't know. It's just getting weird. According to the Athletic.
Once again, this could have all waited until the season was over. But you wanted to be a part of the news cycle right now in some way. Sitting at home. Gone fishing. And I love you, LeBron. And y'all are my Lakers. But y'all have gone fishing. You should be on vacation, being quiet, relaxing, getting that ankle back right. Anthony Davis, they starting to call you street clothes because you get injured so much. Time to take a break. Get back right.
Look, I just saw this on CNN. France is sending a second Statue of Liberty to the U.S. It's a smaller version. It's nicknamed the Little Sister. It's 1/16th of the size of our statue right now that's on Liberty Island.
And where's it going?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And why is this happening?
It's just a little, you know, we're just trying to give you another little gift. You know what I mean? That's it. This one is just, it says it's 992 pounds in weight and it's about 10 feet tall.
Well, how about this? Lady Liberty, until we start seeing some justice around this mug, what are we really talking about?
They're like, we're just going to send you a little mini version. A little mini one.
Once again, people just want to be a part of the news cycle. Ain't nobody was talking about the Statue of Liberty. Here come the Statue of Liberty, like LeBron James, trying to be a part of this news cycle.
At your flash and light trip, the time is 8 a.m. Today, alternate side parking rules are in effect, and it is a high of 81 degrees.
The internet's, that's King Louie, saying that LeBron James wears, Griff just texted me too, saying LeBron James is wearing the number 6 in Space Jam too. So this is all marketing. Right. Okay. It's all marketing, man.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. It's going to cool off tomorrow. Today, 81. Some sunshine. It was supposed to be some rain today and things like that, but we had enough of it all week, and I guess it moved on a little bit. So it's looking pretty nice and cooling off. Laura, how did the conversation about business with family come up?
Well, because Snoop Dogg just hired his wife, Shantae Broaddus, to be his manager. Because he just got a new, you know, role at Def Jam. at where he's like an executive creative and strategic consultant. But now he's getting his wife to become his official manager. So she's going to handle all of his, you know, upcoming partnership deals. You know, he has a lot going on, touring. So then we, you know, I was like, wow, it's really interesting because I don't, you know, not everyone can work with their partner, with their husband.
Well, working wife, with family. Working with somebody you're in a relationship with. I mean, look, they've been married since
25 years.
They've been together since high school, right?
Right, right, right. They've been married for a long time.
So this, they might be a little bit different, you know, or nah, it could be a mess. Cause I tell you what, I'm not doing no business with family. Not if I gotta manage it with them.
Right.
Now I'm gonna, if y'all doing something and you need me to back you up, I'll back you up. I give money that I don't expect to get back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like all of that's clean. But if you expect me to engage with y'all every single day on something,
not with family,
I can't. I don't know. It don't rub me right, man. It don't.
You know what I mean? Because if things don't work out, you got to see them at Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to see them at Christmas. And it's always going to be like, yo, you did me dirty. No, I didn't. You didn't have the paperwork right. Blah, blah. It's always drama. And now, God bless the people who can do it. Because I know there's a lot of family businesses, a lot of husband and wife businesses. But it's just not for everyone.
I got family that are, they are experts in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you know how to do that already. Like, you're good at that. I don't need, I'm just going to support you. I'm going to follow what you're saying.
Right.
Because you're good at that.
Right.
No, you know what I'm saying? It don't need to be a partnership. No. We're not doing it together. You're doing it. And I'm just backing you up. Sis, boom, bah, rah, rah, rah. Let's go.
No, we got to start an LLC.
No.
We got to open a bank account together.
No.
I'm sure there's some disasters out there. I'm sure.
800-223-9797. The Family Business Disaster Line is open.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
and it could be business with best friends that spouse. Are no longer your friends because of the business. I mean, all kind of stuff can happen with it.
See, because the problem is always there's that family member that has an idea.
Right.
But has no idea exactly how to get it going or any experience in said thing. They've read some articles. They know a guy. That ain't working for me, dog.
Right.
Nah, man.
I got ideas and you got resources.
I got ideas and you got money. That ain't working for me, man.
And just sometimes you guys just have different work ethic. Things are different. Because my man tried to hire me for something. He was like, and I said, I hit him with can you send me an email? He's like, an email? You're right here.
Wait, you hit him with you right now.
I'm telling you in the kitchen.
Put it on him, Laura.
I need an email to stay organized. That's just the way I work.
You told your man hit you with an email.
Yes.
I love it.
That's kind of foul. I get wanting to put it on paper, but that's so like.
It's not foul. She's trying to stay organized.
Right. Yeah,
listen, man. If you're just trying to do business, let's do business.
Right.
I don't like around the way business.
Right.
I want if I'm doing business with anybody, it's the same business.
Facts. I mean, I get it. I would be down with the email. I'm gonna put it in writing. That way you can't run from it. Right? It's in writing.
Matter of fact, your family member should be saying to you, hey, how do you like to do business? Right? If you're gonna engage with someone on business, what is the best way for me to do business with you? That's how you open that conversation,
right? But nah, it opens.
You don't start talking to me about business like we family,
right?
Yo, my guy, just wire me the money, like you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
And then when things go bad, they don't expect you to react like a businessman. They expect you to react like family.
Nah,
which exactly, is where it gets
crazy. No.
That's where it gets crazy.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Right. Yo, we got Terrell on the line.
Terrell, family business disasters. We lost him. Let's go to Keisha.
We lost her too.
We lost Keisha and Terrell.
They're afraid to drop dime on family, but the phones is lit.
Nah, the phones is acting up. Something happened.
Let's see.
The Family Business Disaster Hotline. I will invest in your business. I love you. Here, rock and roll, go. But I do not expect to get the money back. That's part one.
Roll the dice.
Hot 97, hello.
Hello?
Hello, Hot 97, who's this?
It says mom.
Judge. Mom. Mom, why does your line, why does your caller ID say mom when you're calling a radio station?
So when I call people, they don't know it's me.
They're going to pick up like mom?
They're going to pick up like mom?
Nah, I've had people be like, hello?
That is fire.
Yo, family business disaster hotline. What happened?
So real quick, my aunt, she inherited a co-op in Brooklyn that she was supposed to sell, and the money go towards her granddaughter. So she automatically went to my eldest brother because he does real estate and all of that. And when I learned about the situation, I was like, oh, this would be a good opportunity to get my foot wet in real estate and whatnot. And then I even took it a step further to my and said to my brother, so we got, I got five siblings. It's six of us. So I was like, yo, how about all six of us come together on this and start from there? You know, we come in, we buy it, we rent it out, then we get more property and so forth and so on. Now, mind you, my brother already does all of this. He got houses in Philly, all of this stuff. Why he brought the whole thing for himself?
He took it from y'all.
He was like, yo, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, just go under you. I'm like, yes,
no,
you
he did. Absolutely, he did. You know that, and by the way, absolutely, that was your first lesson in real estate right there. Exactly. That he gave you your first lesson, which was once you start talking about it, you better secure it. You better have it secure before you start talking about it because somebody going to snatch it up.
Wait, go to line two.
Thanks for your phone call. Family Business Disaster Hotline, Paha.
What's up, Ebro?
How you doing this morning? What's the family business disaster?
So I have like it's a disaster. It's kind of a disaster. Me and my brothers recently got into the restaurant business. We opened up a restaurant. We're in education. We've been in education our whole lives. We're teachers. But during the pandemic, we opened up a family business called Coney Island House of Wings in Coney Island. And we literally argue every day. Every day, me and my brother argue. But this is the thing. That, like, if it wasn't family, this business probably would have been over already with how we argue, you know? But the fact that it's family, we argue, and then 2 hours later, I'm in the spot, and we're talking, and it's all good. So there's some perks to family business, you know? I
don't right. You're giving a silver lining, which is
all right.
Now you can't leave.
Because we're family, we could argue and keep them moving, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, Paha, how about this? Here's my question. Is the business successful? Are you guys doing well?
We are doing really well. Better than I expected, honestly. We're only
then that's not a disaster.
Everything's been a blessing ever since. And a shout out to my brother, Lou, for holding it down. I'm still in the school building every day, and my brother is holding it down. And that's probably why we argue a lot, because it's a lot of text messaging and a lot of miscommunication. But at the end of the day, it's all love.
Shout out to y'all.
I love being in business with the family.
Now, our guy Rasan, Rasan is Muslim. He says it's a halal wing spot, too.
Coney Island.
Paha, you there? Oh, you disconnected. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Coney Island Wings. Look them up.
Shout to them.
Walter, we're talking family business disasters. You're in business with your brother and cousin. What happened?
Yeah, man. So we went into business. Things was going good at first, but they didn't like how tight of a shift that I ran. And then they ran off with about almost 10 grand of my money.
But, wow.
Yeah, man. Some serious stuff, man. But look. On the flip side, I got everything on paper. So now, you know, not only is the money that they stole from me accruing interest, whenever I decide to pull that trigger, it's curtains for everybody.
Yo, so, yo, yeah, your man's about to send people to jail. Curtains. Y'all better pay him his money back.
Wow.
Walter, keep it 100. You press charges on your brother and your cousin for 10 racks right now?
I could. Keep it 100. Well, whenever I decide to pull that trigger, it's over. And, you know, like I said, this dude, he got Social Security, too. So not only are they going to get in trouble for stealing my money, you know, when I report to them the docket number and all this, that, and the third, they're going to get in trouble for insurance fraud.
Yo, Walter is about to go ham.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Walter.
Yo,
damn.
Yo, I did it smart. It's my family, but, you know, business is business. So once I got it on paper, I had them from jump, man. So, you know, they chose the wrong one.
they chose the wrong one. They chose family. The wrong
one. Wow. All right, we got one more call. Yo. Thanks, Walter. Who's this? Teresa. Teresa, you got fired by your cousin. Family business disaster hotline.
I did. I got fired by my cousin. I was, she had a little store where she sold like greeting cards and paper products, some t-shirts and apparel. I was working there part-time, but pursuing a degree in marketing. And when I got out of college, I asked for a promotion. There was an opening. She was like, great, sounds good. She interviewed me, and then she even asked me back for a second interview. At the second interview, I walk in the door. She lets me tell my whole spiel. And at the end, she says, I'm sorry, you didn't get the job. And also, I'm going to have to fire you from the job you currently have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Why'd she fire you, though? I don't understand. Was she cutting back, or she just found another person? What was it?
Yeah, she didn't have the money to keep me on if she was going to hire someone bigger.
Got it. So she didn't want you to have the next level job. Plus, wow. Well, listen, working for family. But by the way, if it wasn't family, it could have been someone else. You calling up here thinking you should have got a break because it's family, and we got something for that. Hit her with the button. Teresa, you got fired. Fair and square and clean.
Facts.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and
Fair
Rosenberg.
And square and clean. People get laid off every day, B.
It happens to the best of us.
You know what I'm saying? Family ain't covering. The gurus are next. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning. Woo. Yo, that bus accident still trips me out.
Crazy.
Yo, man. Over in Lefferts Gardens over there. Bus driver got back in the bus, put some bags between the legs. I guess the bus driver went shopping or something real quick. Jumped out the bus, came back. Took the brake off, but then lost control of the bus and claims foot got stuck between the pedals. Rammed into a building, 14 people injured. This was yesterday. The bus is still stuck in the building, y'all. They just put boards around the bus.
They don't want to take the bus out because they feel the building might collapse if they do.
So they got to put some support beams in there so that the building don't collapse. Everybody's evacuated. There was a doctor's office on the bottom floor and families on the top floors. I think it's a three-story joint. Still crazy, though.
Crazy.
Yo, and some of you bus drivers, I'm going to keep it 100. I love y'all. Oh, man. Y'all drive like y'all driving Hyundais, though.
Whipping them corners?
Yo, nah, but even switching lanes sometimes. Weaving through traffic sometimes.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure if, like, it's your time to get off or you got to use the bathroom real bad. You know, people start driving crazy when you got to use the bathroom real bad.
Like, moving into your lane, like.
What?
You got to hit
definitely
the brakes.
Aggressive. Definitely aggressive.
Man, listen.
Nah, son.
Let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the squad unites to help you and guide you.
That's right.
Shiny Culture burns sage and cleanses the energy. We'll get to an email in need.
Dear gurus,
I'm a loyal listener. I've been listening for years. And when I'm not driving, I definitely appreciate the podcast. Now, I lost my husband 3 years ago. His family has been very involved and extremely supportive. I'm very lucky. But here's my problem. My father-in-law. See, he's not good at building things. I rent the apartment above them, and he's always helping me with the kids, so he's always at my house. He's great. But he's terrible at building shelves, desks. He refuses to let me hire a task rabbit or anyone to help. Guys, it's so bad that my bed frame fell apart in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Now, I recently had my friend's husband build a desk for my son. He noticed and got offended. I don't know what to do and how to handle this forward, because I'm telling you right now, every single thing that he has put together has fallen apart. How do I do this without hurting his feelings and to give me a peace of mind, especially with my kids?
We're talking about, wait, you're emailing because you got somebody that put something together wrong all the time?
Yeah. So
you better tell him, yo, you don't know what you're doing.
Oh,
what are you trying to
be nice? They probably.
What do you mean be nice?
They help a lot. They help
a lot. Yes. Do you understand, Shawnee? See, that's why we need compassion.
Yeah.
Right?
Empathy.
What?
Thank you,
what?
Shawnee.
Yeah,
Shawnee,
I mean,
listen.
She lives above them.
Okay.
She's a widow. Their son died 3 years ago. She don't want to say nothing that's going to hurt anybody's feelings. And
they're
every time she wants to get somebody outside, he refuses to kind of let that happen. So you have to communicate, but you don't want to be rude.
Okay, well, how about this? How about, come here, sir. See this thing you put together? It's broken. I want to show you another thing you put together. It's broken.
It's broken.
And another thing. This also, too. It's not correct.
It keeps falling apart.
That'll hurt his feelings, but hey.
It's definitely going to hurt his feelings. I mean, I think you just have to find ways to be like, look, this, you put it together, man. But it wasn't done properly, so I had to get somebody to fix it.
She pays rent?
We don't know. Probably
she
discount.
She said she rents the. She said, yeah, probably. But she said she rents the apartment above.
She rent. You're a renter. I bet you. If that payment's broken, they gonna say something.
Yeah, but it's a special circumstance, Ebro. Because
nah,
bro. Their son, and they're very involved, and you know, and she appreciates them. You know, she
okay. Well, then why you emailing us if you don't want the answer? Then keep going on with your broken stuff and stop emailing.
Yo, keep on your floor. You know what I'm saying?
When you broke your bed. Apart.
Yo, watch the episode of The Cosby Show when Bill Cosby wants to fix everything around the house and his wife, Claire, just hires a handyman when he's not looking. You know what I'm saying? And see if you can finesse it.
Honestly, that might be a good idea, Shawnee.
You know what I'm saying? She said, well, her friend's husband did something and dude is offended, right?
More fell apart on The Cosby Show than just what he was fixing in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Real life, right?
All right. Well, listen, I think we can take this as a combination of both what Ebro and Shawnee are saying. I think that you should definitely, you know, let him know that some of the things that he put together didn't really work out well.
Right, right.
And that you're just having somebody to kind of like, you know, reassure that things don't fall apart, especially because you have kids. You know what I mean? And that could be potentially dangerous.
Right.
So you just got to kind of give it to him straight, but do it in a loving way. Because I know that you don't want to hurt his feelings. And we understand that they love you too, but you do have to communicate.
Communicate.
You know,
don't tell him when stuff is broken.
Have your friends help me come over to fix it when he's not there.
Exactly.
You be alright. So say the guru.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No weakness.
I don't have no patience for that. Right. Zero.
I understand her though. I understand.
It's delicate. It's delicate.
Zero, bro. Why? I don't understand why it's delicate, because their son passed away.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with my stuff, though? That was years ago.
But it's probably all interweaved somehow, because the fact that she's still there and they're helping with the kids, she's probably paying reduced rent. They help with babysitting.
You know,
okay, and you need help putting things together correctly. And we all need help.
Right.
Including you, because you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
I don't understand why this has to be danced around.
Listen, you're not
This don't
wrong.
Have nothing to do with the passing of a child. You this has to do with my bed frame is now on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
What is going on here?
But you just got to say it in a way that doesn't offend him. She said he's offended. That's the part that she's trying
she
to figure
thinks
out.
He's offended.
No, she said he was offended.
He was offended.
Because she got somebody else to do it.
Pobrecito.
She was.
That's because she
man, all that man, pobrecito. Ain't nobody got time. You're going to just have broke stuff because old dude don't know what he's doing.
Right. But like Laura said, communicate. Just be clear. Be clear.
It all fell down.
The bed all fell down. Sleep on the floor.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Yo, some big albums dropping this week. Maybe we should bring it up right now. In the Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. Oh.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the
flashlights.
Lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing light. And Laura Stiles
put
us on.
Wait, what albums are dropping?
Migos, Culture 3.
That's right.
This kid I really like, Polo G's, has some hits for us too. He's dropping a fire album. He's one of the cats we gotta watch like long term. This kid is good, man. Polo G out of Chicago. What else? Something else. Yo, that Lloyd Banks album that dropped last fire. Week, man. That thing got some things on it. Shout out to Lloyd Banks, man. Yeah, man. Obviously our brother Rosenberg, that's out right now. Go get that Real Late from Rosenberg. There was something else. Oh, the Lil Baby Lil Durk album got heat on it too. And of course, y'all know I love that J. Cole. Y'all seen J. Cole and Diddy on the terrace? Y'all saw that video?
Yep.
Where they like squared off and started laughing. Yo, man. Love those guys, man.
Also, Versus just announced some new battles that are coming up. So on June 16th, we get Eve versus Trina. That should be a lot of fun.
That's going to be real good. That's a unexpected goodie.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're doing that. Trina been wanting to battle for a minute in Versus, right, Laura?
Yeah, because I remember there was talk that she wanted to battle Little Kim. But I think Eve is a better fit for her.
Yeah, I think this makes sense. It's going to be some hits going off. And then that Bow Wow Soulja Boy, when is that?
Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy comes June 26th.
Mm.
And there's a secret one that they haven't revealed yet on July 1st. I wonder what it is.
They said they're going international in the caption.
You think they're going to go like Afrobeats?
Yo, it might.
You think it's going to be like
Versus
Boy?
Africa? I'm into it.
Fire.
Wizkid versus Burna Boy.
That would be tight.
They brothers too.
That would be tight.
Yo, speaking of Wizkid. There's a song I've been playing. I can't stop playing it. Cast One, do you have it in your Serato? It's called Essence. It's Wizkid and this new artist, Tems. It's such a great song, man.
I think we might have that. Wait, let me see.
You got it in there, Shani?
Might have put that in mad long ago. Let me
see. Man, that song just...
Let me see. I hope I did.
It's just one of them ones, man. Sorry, Laura, man. I interrupted
okay.
the flashing lights.
No, it's all good.
On her toes.
Yeah, I put that in.
At your flashing lights over the time. It's 8:52, high of 81 degrees.
Let that cook.
It's a vibe right here.
Let that cook right there.
This be on repeat.
Listen, I can't stop. Yo, y'all seen the video?
I don't know.
Yo, I love Thames, man. She fired too, man. Turn that up, bro. Yo, shout to Africa. Yo, Nigeria, y'all got the Twitter turn back on yet? What's going on over there, man, with the president? Man, y'all president's bugging. He been bugging, man. Let's keep it 100.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.